This is program number LW2738. Well, they wait in the drab lobby of a tired old building downtown. The poor, the unemployed, the scared, the street drunks who run from demons in their alcoholic dreams. And they wait for help. A sandwich, money to pay creditors, a fan to ward off the heat, a heater to kill the chill, a roof overhead. Hi, this is Larry West. It could be a scene from the Depression, but this is not the 1930s, it's the 1980s. Let me tell you about Alberta. Alberta was living in a tiny shack on the near south side of St. Louis, cooking her meals in a hubcap. 76 years old, Alberta, existing on Social Security payments and paying $35 a month rent, lives in a house that was declared 2 years ago unfit for human habitation. They cut the gas off, says Alberta, when my bill got up to $837.38. So, she says, I'm cooking with charcoal in a hubcap. Let me tell you about Don, 53, unemployed. He lives in a ramshackle house off South Broadway in St. Louis. The house has no electricity, but the owner lets Don live there rent-free to protect the property. If you hear of any work, says Don, tell them about me. They'll probably tell you that I am too old, but I'll wash dishes, anything. Now, is this a guy who, like a rat, has lived all his life sleeping in doorways, eating out of garbage cans, stealing for a drink in a rundown section of a large city? Is he a guy who has no skills because he's been too lazy all his life to learn any? No. Don has a degree in business from St. Louis University. Let me tell you about Margaret. Margaret is a middle-aged woman who arrived on the bus from Memphis and has been wandering the streets with her three adolescent sons in a futile attempt to find a job or a place to live. Then there's Cleo, 29, unemployed, and wondering what the family is going to do when the family's government assistance ends, which is to be soon. I wish I could show you a picture of the condemned house that Lillian lived in with her daughter and grandchildren. Lillian had had a stroke, and she worried that the roof might fall in on her and her family. But there's another guy who has come into Lillian's life. His name is Bud. Bud and his wife, seeing Lillian's plight, did something rather unusual one day not long ago. He and his wife withdrew some money from their savings account and provided a place for Lillian and her family to live in. It wasn't just a little they withdrew either. It was, believe it or not, $29,500. And the story doesn't end there. Bud and his whole family are now working with Lillian, with her daughter Mildred, and the whole family, helping them to keep their new house, which Lillian and her family live in, rent-free. Bud and his family help Lillian and her family keep the house fixed up and the yard mowed. People helping people. That's what it is. That's what life is all about, isn't it? In a recent survey reported on one of the major networks during primetime news, it was discovered that half the people surveyed would give up 2 weeks' pay from their jobs if it would help somebody else. Hey, people helping people. That's what life is all about. I know of a house and soup kitchen in Washington, D.C. that serves in their morning meals alone 300 to 400 people. At night, it serves between 400 and 500 people. In Columbus, Ohio, concerned people are providing in one shelter space and bedding for 150 men and women nightly. In St. Louis, there are 15 emergency shelters that are able to operate because of interested people who privately contribute. We've always been a generous nation. We've always had people helping people, whether we've agreed with their political stance, religion, or anything else or not. We've been people helping people. Today, let me encourage you. Reach out. Help someone. There is a someone who needs you. Remember, we are not primarily put on this earth to see through one another, but to see one another through. The most attractive people in the world are the ones who are interested in others. The Bible says, "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.